At a second of two State Board of Education meetings this week on academic distress in Little Rock, civil rights attorney, state representative, and longtime school desegregation advocate John Walker told state board members that Superintendent Dexter Suggs has been unresponsive to new school board members because they want to focus on schools with the greatest need instead of building new schools in West Little Rock, a primarily white neighborhood. Walker said this has been a point of conflict between board member Leslie Fiskin and others.
Because the new and former board majority rushed to develop new schools in the West, there is an attempt to persuade you that the board is dysfunctional. Refer to Ms. Fiskin's criticism that the board does not want to address the millage for new construction. The present board has stated that the primary focus should be upon the areas of greatest need.
At yesterday's meeting, Superintendent Suggs spoke of progress he's made in improving academic achievement and asked for more time and greater support for his authority in the district. Little Rock School Board member Leslie Fiskin recently wrote a letter to State Board of Education member Vicki Sabiers calling the LRSD board dysfunctional. School Board member Diane Curry told the committee she found Superintendent Suggs unresponsive.
The understanding that we would work together as one unit. However, that one unit undoubtedly has become Dr. Suggs, who thinks the best course of action for him being a first-time superintendent to make all the decisions.
Curry said that for her, the talk of a state takeover was all about race and reminded her of the 1957 desegregation conflict. Both State Representative Walker and State Senator Joyce Elliott of Little Rock questioned whether the Department of Education would effectively run the district.
I do not see, number one, how the Department of Education is positioned to take over this district. And once the Department of Education has the district, then what? I also think in that same vein, just as we are questioning the track record of the Little Rock School District to be successful, we must apply that same scrutiny to whether or not the Department of Education has that ability to be successful too, based on its own track record.
State Board Member Diane Zook stated she'd like to see a state takeover of the Little Rock District as soon as possible, and she urged bold action.
I've seen Little Rock School District change superintendents, principals, use the court system, argue ideology, use racism, white flight, charters, and choice as an excuse. But we still have 25,000 children that we owe a free and appropriate education. They deserve no less. We must be bold.
State Board Member Jay Barth requested research on the possibility of a state takeover of just the six schools in academic distress while maintaining the current school board and superintendent. The board will meet again on January 28th to make a final decision. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.